Those who can do, those who cannot be. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
And welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com.
And the Butthole Surfers.
And the apparently. Butthole Surfers. God, every show should start off with the Butthole Surfers.
I know.
I hope this picks up really well, because I love this song.
This is a great song.
Yeah.
This is one of two songs I've ever heard from them, though.
Yeah.
The other one is their cover of Hurdy Gurdy Man, which I think is a Frank Zappa song.
No, it's not Frank Zappa, but I know where
it's in that wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's in that wheelhouse.
But it's on the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack.
Is it?
Which is a stupidly good soundtrack. Like, better than it has any right to be.
Well, the 90s were all about the soundtracks.
They were. Yeah. They were that.
Yep. Anyway, we are the Well-Fed Guide to Life. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Evan. We are coming to you somewhat live from Cousins.
This is going up in like 4 hours, yeah. So it's as close to live as
it gets. As close to live as it gets. We're coming to you live from Cousins in the Warehouse District of lovely downtown Minneapolis. For those of you who don't know, we are on the south side of the river that cuts through Minneapolis and St. Paul. But we are on the south side of the river and the northwest side of Minneapolis. Yeah, that works.
Sure.
Yeah.
Warehouse
District is basically over by Target Field, which is on the west side of Minneapolis.
Yes.
It is what is turning into a revitalized area.
Kinda, yeah.
It's slowly coming along.
At least for food, I would say. I don't know necessarily about the rest of it.
Living-wise, yeah. I mean, the lofts, I mean,
really?
Every one of these older buildings are getting...
Ever since I bought a house, I've stopped noticing apartment signs
and shit like that,
so...
As you should. The warehouse district was just that. It was old warehouses and flour mills and wood mills and whatever. And... all of those old buildings now being turned into renovated lofts and apartments, and condominiums and whatnot, theaters, and restaurants. This is not one of them. We are in as divey as a bar as we've been to in a while.
I would say that. This place reminds me a lot of Shaw's. Mace Lacks.
Dusty's.
It's very northeast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's very working class. I wouldn't say... See, to me, divey has kind of got a bad connotation.
I agree.
You know, with the exception of the bathroom, it's a fairly clean place.
Bathroom is scurry.
Yeah, that may be. I did not venture quite yet. It seems like a pretty, you know, clean and pretty... It doesn't... I'm not concerned.
It's slightly inviting.
Yeah.
You know, it's not dark and dank. I mean, it's dark as a bar should be.
Yeah.
And, you know, the walls are littered with dollar bills that have writing all over them that I'm guessing patrons just stick up here.
Yeah, I don't really know how that works, but... Apparently, they're playing the best of the 90s alternative playlist.
Thank you. Just clap your hands.
I actually heard a funny story about this song.
Okay.
Which, if you can't hear, it's the Where It's At.
By Beck.
And actually, another thing about the song is actually about Loser, which is Beck's first song. But I think the same could apply.
Came out in 93, 94.
Yeah?
Think about that.
Which is the year that this bar opened as well.
Really?
93.
Very apropos.
Yeah. Apparently, Loser was recorded as a joke.
Right.
It was basically Beck riffing in the producer's kitchen.
Right.
And then they just put music behind it and released it.
But I cannot believe he's had a career. Now, granted, I haven't heard anything about Beck in a while.
Because he's a Scientologist, that's why he's
got a career. You think he's worshiping a
Well, he is.
Well, no, I'm just saying. You think it... you know, those sweet, sweet prayers to L. Ron Hubbard are paying off for him.
It pays off for everyone. Yeah. They don't let each other fail.
That's a good point. They protect their own.
They do. How Will Smith isn't bankrupt yet, that's why. After the string of turds that he's put out.
You're not a big Men in Black fan, are you?
I love Men in Black. It was not good because of Will Smith. I'm thinking like The Pursuit of Happiness and I Am Legend.
Ooh.
And some other crap.
7 Pounds. Hancock.
Hancock was crap.
Hancock was terrible.
That should have been good.
Should have been good.
No.
I don't know who you would put in that too.
And I blame him for the next Karate Kid getting made too.
As you should.
So, really, he's
he actually went back in time and ruined your childhood. Maimed your childhood. Didn't ruin it.
Oh, no. I don't know about that, but it's, yeah. The movie did not need to be made. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway.
Somebody should have sweeped his leg.
I'm just going to let that float on before we move on.
Let that roll off.
Just
let it roll off.
Yeah, just let it go.
I'll show myself out.
Yeah, you should. Please do. What are we drinking?
I am having a Bellows Too Hard to Tap. Had it before. I'll have it again.
It's Bells.
It's delicious. Yes. What are you having?
I was looking forward to a Fox Barrel Pear Cider.
Because your lady parts.
Because I'm a lady.
Yeah.
And they apparently were out. So I punted and went with a hardcore, which is good. Not the best apple cider out there. I'm very much a Strongbow guy.
Because you're very particular.
I'm very particular, you know. I've never had Fox Barrel. And like, the universe keeps conspiring against me. Because every time I've tried to get it, it's been out.
You're just going to the wrong places.
Apparently.
Or it's a sign that, you know what? Ciders aren't that popular. Or good.
I will agree with you on the first part, but not on the second part.
You should. I'm pretty smart.
I've seen what you drink. You're clearly not the arbiter of taste.
No,
Your current two-hearted notwithstanding.
No, I will agree. For the most part, when I drink outside of this show, I drink cheap. Very cheap. High Life. Champagne of beers.
So, we've been watching a lot of shows on Hulu lately. Because Heather is... That's been like the thing. That's just on all the time now. Like when we're at home, it's just Hulu. And she'll like blow through an entire series in like a few days.
Right. By the way, are you caught up on The League yet?
No, they only have the first season on Netflix. What am I going to do?
You're killing me. We must talk.
Well, that's fine.
Yobakoya.
that's fine. Whatever. As soon as it gets updated on Netflix, I will watch it.
Send them a yellow.
It means nothing to me.
Mr. Hootabaker.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Thank you. But we've been watching the show called Body of Proof.
Okay.
Which is, I think it's the second season now or something like that.
Is that the one with the guy from, is that Claire Danes?
No, that's an HBO show. That's like Homeland. That's Homeland.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Which Claire Danes, still hot. I don't care. As long as we're talking about 90s
I know.
Shit. God damn. She did an SNL.
Okay.
Years ago.
Blonde hair or red hair?
I think she was red hair at the time.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Paint me a word picture.
And the skit was, and I do not watch Saturday Night Live very often. You know, maybe once or twice a decade.
Right.
Okay. But I watched this one for some reason. It was just on. I didn't intend to watch it. It was just on.
Okay.
And she was doing a skit where she was basically Tinkerbell talking with Peter Pan.
Did you pass out?
What?
Were you found with your pants around your ankle?
Just wait for it.
Okay.
But Tinkerbell was, like, surly.
Okay.
And was, like, upset with having to do all this pixie shit. And her last line in the skit was, I need to get whiskey in my stomach and my legs in the air. And that has burned itself into my brain, hearing Claire Danes say that.
Now I'm going to have to find that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to find it. I'm sure it's out there somewhere. But no, Body of Proof. It's another one of these kind of medical procedural shows, kind of like Bones.
Okay.
But it's got Dana Delaney in it, who. Somewhere there's a really haggard looking painting in the Dana Delaney house. That's what I'm saying here. But. So I'm enjoying watching it. I'm enjoying watching the show, and it's got some good people in it, and it's moderately entertaining. But it's got the black guy from the Miller High Life commercials, like the main character, main beer guy in the Miller High Life commercials, big fat black guy.
Okay, yeah.
He's one of the MEs.
Okay.
So it's like him in like a lab coat.
I can't buy that.
Talking like the guy from the Miller High Life commercial. It's really bizarre to watch. It's kind of surreal. Yeah, I know. I keep wanting him to, like...
You got a bone sticking out of your leg.
Yeah, it's like, I want to hear him do that. It's really kind of disturbing. But I'm glad he's getting work. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
But it's just really odd.
I enjoy those commercials. I enjoy pretty much any alcohol commercial that actually is funny.
Yeah.
I like the new ones with JB Smoove.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, forget it then.
I don't watch TV.
That's right.
I watch Hulu, which has 4 advertisers. I've seen the damn Lowe's commercial for Lowe's.com 700 times.
You don't get to give me any crap for not being on Facebook. Because you don't watch mainstream TV, or TV for that matter.
I watch some TV.
You watch?
It has to be on Netflix, though. Otherwise
or Channel 2.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. No, that's actually not true, because we are watching... I notice I say we, because the only time we ever watch TV is when Heather wants to watch it.
Makes me sad.
No, mostly because I don't care. But we're watching Grimm.
Okay, I've seen advertisements for that.
And we're also watching
In Your Wheelhouse.
And we're also watching Once Upon a Time. So it's like 2 fairy tale based shows.
That would both be in your wheelhouse.
And they're both fine. I have nothing against them. But yeah, that's pretty much the extent. And then we always watch, because it's on right before Grimm, we always watch the last 20 minutes of Chuck. So.
How is that show still on the air?
I enjoy it. I mean,
my brother Mark loves the crap out of that show, and I don't get it.
Well, it's because it requires a certain amount of happiness and joy.
I don't think so.
No, I think it does. I think you're just too bitter and jaded.
What are you talking about? I have plenty of happiness and joy.
No. You need a free spirit.
I watch a ton of Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, but you just watch them for the women.
Do you believe me?
No.
And NPH, come on now. NPH is awesome.
I will take your word for it. I've seen a grand total of a half of a How I Met Your Mother episode, so...
I watch a lot of Harold and Kumar. I still think that's still...
I enjoyed the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
The second one's pretty funny.
Yeah.
They go to a horror house with NPH.
Well, one would expect.
And he has his own brand.
I'm sure he does.
Not as in brand of woman, but Iron Brand.
Oh, yes.
That he likes to brand as women.
Well, it makes sense, given the character. I actually started watching Parks and Rec. I can't get into that.
It's a hard show to get into, but I do like the Ron Swanson character.
Yeah, one character is not enough for me.
I know. And unfortunately, The Office has jumped the shark for me.
I was never into that.
I was really into
it. I liked it for Jenna Fischer, but that was about it.
I was really into it, but now it's kind of like... It's basically... What's-His-Face just doing goofy faces for a half hour. Miles is nuts.
Jim.
No, the guy who plays Andy. He was on The Daily Show.
And he was on... No, he wasn't on The Daily Show. You're thinking Ed Helms?
Yeah, Ed Helms.
Yeah. I don't know if he was on The Daily Show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
I don't remember him, but... That don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
I watched The Daily Show and Colbert Report. There.
Okay,
so I watch a fair amount of TV.
And you gotta do it because... We have it's going to be election year next year, and that's as good as TV gets.
That is pretty good. What were we talking about? I don't even remember now. What were we talking about? Miller High Life. That was how we got on this.
This is the 90s mix. Cypress Hill.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
I can't. can't hear it over the bass. So yeah. my ear sight is that right?
Yeah.
No, my hearing is going bad.
You never. No, just because it's selective doesn't mean it's bad.
No, it's also bad. It can be both. So how was your weekend, sir?
It was good. It was good. Made a big old batch of minestrone soup.
Mm.
Literally from scratch. It was pretty awesome.
Did you freshly squeeze the minestrones?
I did. I actually squeezed the Italians. Dr. Dre, awesome. Awesome. This is like the best mix ever. This episode is going to have the best music.
This is like suburban white kid mix.
Oh my god, yo, MTV raps.
Oh my god.
Oh god. It ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
I know zero lyrics to this song. I can probably count on one hand the number of times I've listened to this song.
I'm not saying that I know all the lyrics to the song, but I know the song.
I did not hang out with people that listen to rap in this era.
See,
I was that alternative kid. I was not a rap kid.
I know, but the problem is this got hit. This was back when MTV still played videos.
Yeah, I didn't watch MTV back then.
Yeah, well, that's the difference. Is I wasn't necessarily all that into rap.
Yeah.
But I knew rap because it was on MTV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Real World and what else? And Teen Mom weren't on all the time. There was no Jersey Shore.
Well, Real World was on all the time.
But not... They didn't have like 8 or 9 different versions of it.
Well, that's true.
And they were involved in social issues.
They tried that like one season, and they just gave up. Because it's better to just find like the worst people in the country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like they search for people with no soul and gay. And the gays.
And, well...
They have to have a token gay person.
Well, yes.
But now it's like...
Except on Jersey Shore.
Except now, it's gay, but if we can get you to be a transvestite or transgender, that's
well, you gotta amp it up every season.
Oh, my God. This one goes to 11. Good Lord. I can't remember the last time I watched MTV. Honestly.
Not counting downloaded episodes of Beavis and Butthead, I'm with you.
Okay, good point. Excellent point.
Yeah.
And how good was Return of Cornholio?
It was good, but the thing is they that was the episode they showed at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So I'd already seen it.
Oh, okay.
So the impact was a little less for me.
To me, you know, when we discussed this last week, unfortunately we're going back to Beavis and Butthead.
That's fine.
Did we
talk about last week? Yeah. We talked about 2 weeks ago.
Pig and Fiddle. Was that last week?
No, it was 2 weeks ago.
Where did we go last week?
I don't remember.
Anyway, when we discussed Beavis and Butthead last, you know, when we were growing up, Beavis was always my guy. But I find myself, now as an older person, I have more Butthead now.
I've thought about this a lot.
Have you?
I have.
So it's not as crazy as it sounds coming
well,
from
Well, you know, be that, a, you know, who knows? They're both good at their specific things.
Okay.
They're both hilarious when they try to be smart.
Yeah.
Like, that's always the best.
The tech support thing a couple weeks ago was
awesome.
The
tech support thing was pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh. Anytime Beavis tries, or anytime Butthead tries to be smooth.
Yeah.
So let's grill cheese with chop.
There you
go. There you go. Awesome. Anything else I can get you right away?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
A doctor.
Awesome. Oh, God. Here, you know what? This kind of makes it easier to
thank you.
Handle the mass amount there.
Oh, my God.
That is a sizable burger. I think you win this week.
I got a jealous on the onion rings onto a different plate.
That's fine. I don't know. I'm a little worried that they're relying too much on the Jersey Shore and Teen Mom.
Yeah.
I want more videos.
I agree. The video, I think they did it on the first episode with, what was it, LMFAO or something like that?
Yeah.
God, that was funny. That was so funny.
I know. I want more videos.
Yeah.
I still just think, screw the episodes. Just, I want nothing but videos. You can even throw in the Jersey Shore and the team. The problem is the Jersey Shore jokes, that mine is not that deep.
Right.
There's only so much you can do with making fun of these people.
Right.
And I would hate for Beavis and Butthead to sully its integrity by just becoming another way to advertise MTV shows. And what amuses me... Okay, so MTV is owned by Viacom.
Right.
Which also owns Comedy Central, which also owns a host of other channels. I think they own Bravo.
Yep.
Okay. Bring those other Viacom channels into it. Comedy Central, you could do some really... Well, Comedy Central might be hard because it's hard to make fun of comedy.
You could do something with
Bravo.
Anything on Bravo.
Oh, God.
Between Top Chef and all the other crap.
Oh, yeah, all the reality shows. Shit. You could
Real Housewives?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, I want them to branch out a little more. I want them to do more kinds of music. It seems like all the music that they're doing is basically like dance.
Right.
So I want them to branch out. I know there's metal bands out there that they need to be making fun of.
For rappers, oh my God.
Or rappers. I want them to do a Caesar video because that's just hilarity in and of itself.
So we just arrived.
You didn't get a burger. You got a pile of something.
I'm eating all the toppings right now.
Yeah, you're eating it backwards.
I'm eating the toppings down. I got this monstrosity that is the Cuzzy burger,
the house burger,
and basically I'm gonna work from the bun up. I got a bun, I got a half pound beef patty, bacon, cheese, grilled onions, mushrooms, Thousand Island dressing, lettuce, sprouts, and a tomato.
The sprouts is the funny addition.
I know, it's just
like why?
Exactly, why am I here?
What do they add?
Oh my God. We'll find out eventually. I'm just trying to get this to a manageable level where I can put it back together.
Now, the highlight of the menu, I'm saying, is the Big Cuz.
Right.
Which is basically what you got.
What?
But instead of one single half-pound patty, it is four half-pound patties. Which, for those of you without a calculator, is two solid pounds of burger. In addition to all of those ingredients that were already mentioned.
I think when you count all the ingredients and the bacon and everything, you're probably looking at a 4-pound burger at that point. Or close to it.
At least a three.
Yeah. We could have split it.
No, that's cheating.
But you weren't man enough to step up to the plate, Mr. Meat Arena Challenge, to do it.
Had I been in better physical shape, I probably would have, but I've had a... I've been kind of getting over a stomach thing last couple of days.
You are in a horrible physical shape.
Well, I'm not even in good eating shape. I'm on the DL. I'm not the down low. That's the designated hitter. What the fuck is wrong with that? They disabled this. But I went with a little simpler. I went with their double-decker grilled cheese.
Okay.
Just basically a double-decker ham and cheese sandwich. Very tasty, but it's a ham and cheese sandwich.
Okay.
So, nothing super crazy to write home about. One with the tater tot.
I have to cut this thing in half. I know it's kind of being a pussy about it, but...
That's fine.
There's no way I can pick it up, let alone bite into this thing without...
That is quite the impressive burger.
Look at that sumbitch. I don't even know if I can pick this up.
Before you pick it up,
I don't think there's a bun on the bottom.
I'm not sure. But anyway. What was I saying?
Okay.
You gonna try this now?
Up she goes. And in she goes. Damn it.
I'm just enjoying watching you struggle.
It's hard not to. Mm. Oh my God.
But is it good? That's the important thing. Is it worth the work?
How were the first few bites tasting, guys?
Very good.
Awesome.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's good. We'll see once I get farther into it. Because there's just so much going on. I feel like I'm wearing most of it already on my face and my hands, for that matter. I'm a diet ruiner right here.
That it is. And to double down on that, you got the onion rings.
By the way, I have one.
I might.
Or eight.
I might. They definitely don't skimp on the sides, which is good.
Ooh, fuck.
So we were talking about the minestrone. How'd that go for you?
Really?
Please expound greatly.
It wasn't good. Fuck you.
I'm just enjoying watching you struggle.
It's so thick. It's so fucking thick.
I'm glad I recorded that line too.
She said.
That's pretty awesome.
Hold on, I'll be able to talk in a second. It's really thick. It's like clogging in my throat. This is radio gold for you.
This is just awesome.
Okay. The minestrone was pretty awesome. Not only did it make leftovers for like the next, I don't know, 3 or 4 winters, but I basically combined like 4 or 5 different recipes into one. I found like basically made a hybrid of a bunch of different minestrone recipes and kind of made it my own. But I did potatoes and 2 different types of beans and kale and Swiss chard and tomato and what else did I put in there? Oh, sweet Italian sausage. Seems to me like I had 8 or 9 celery, onion, thyme, rosemary, sage. It's pretty awesome.
Wow. I feel kind of lame now. Best we did was made a what was essentially what was called tiki pork.
Okay.
Which is we did it in a slider application. And it was basically just like a 3-pound pork roast, cut up, browned, a little salt and pepper, and then you put it in a crock pot with the tiki pork starter, which is caramelized onions, hot peppers, pineapple chunks, and soy sauce, basically. And just let cook that in that stuff for about 4 hours. It was pretty outstanding, but we had to go buy a new crock pot. Because it was too big for our existing crock pot.
Didn't you guys get a bigger crock pot?
Not for the wedding, no. Oh. No. But we still had some wedding money left over, so we did that. So we got a fancy one with a timer.
Nice.
And a big ass one. We got the biggest one we could find. So I'm looking forward to breaking that sumbitch in.
Nice. Can we go back to the soundtrack to this?
Yeah.
It's just getting better. A little Johnny Cash, my God.
Right now we're in that, for lack of a better word, honeymoon period after the wedding, where we're just trying to find reasons to use all the new shit we got. So we got a Griddler,
okay,
which is kind of like a George Foreman kind of thing, but it's a griddle and a grill.
I have one.
Yeah. So we finally did pancakes for the first time.
Okay.
Now, when Heather makes pancakes, she has to make them one at a time because we just have the pan. But now we can make 4 at a time.
Game on.
Which is awesome. So.
Oh my God.
So that was exciting. We did that. And yeah, we're just trying to find new uses for all the stuff we got.
you ever, did you get any other cool accoutrement?
Not really.
No weird ass blenders or anything like that you'll use, like,
we got a, like, a magic bullet,
or as I like to call it, garage sale fodder.
We got one of those bullet food processors.
I have one.
I haven't busted that out yet.
I've used it once, honestly.
It seems to be of a limited use.
Very.
Because you can't do a large quantity of anything.
Exactly.
But I can see myself using it more once I get the liquor cabinet situation figured out.
It's excellent for spices.
Oh, okay.
So you can use it for that. Much in the same way you would use like a pepper mill or a coffee mill.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord.
So what do you think of the onion rings?
I like them.
Really?
You don't like them?
At least the one I got.
Done for you.
At least the one I got. I mean, the doneness is fine. I don't really mind that. But for me, they're really salty. It could have been just the one I got, but...
It might have been just the one you got.
But yeah. They seemed a little salty for me, but... But... Anyway. So you finished half of your monstrosity.
I kind of want to eat the second half because it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a monster. I mean, it is unrelenting. It is thick. Forgot that it has mushrooms on there too.
Yeah.
It is as big of a burger for sub $10 as you're gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
But it is messy, and the stuff on there is thick.
They do not skimp.
No.
It appears, at least. Oh. So, this weekend, or this coming week.
Thanksgiving,
one of our high holy days.
Exactly. Well, maybe our highest.
It's a tough call.
I think this might be our...
It's one of the bigger ones. Yeah. It's a top three, I would say, at the very minimum.
Well, yeah, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and what?
You see, Christmas, we never did the big Christmas movie.
Really?
Growing up. Yeah. So, although we've tried to do it in the last few years, but growing up, it was never the big deal, was the big Christmas movie. But I guess, you know, Thanksgiving, Easter, we always did a big thing for Easter. Yeah, it's always a hard call, but the Thanksgiving is always...
God, it's game on.
Yeah.
Can I get a water?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I get a water too?
Definitely. Let me take this up here. We're all in here.
Actually, can I get an order of the mozzarella sticks?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent.
Because you didn't get your fill of cheese.
I didn't get enough cheese, apparently.
Good Lord, man.
I looked at the mozzarella sticks. They look good. I'm kind of hungry. I've had nothing but shit. Like terrible quantities, like low quantities of food lately. So I've been binging at dinner. It's been probably not good for me, but...
Probably not.
What do I do that is good for me, honestly?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah, yeah. But no, Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So...
The highest of all high holiday holidays.
So you're going to the fam?
Going to the fam families.
Yeah. Now, do you do...
The damn families.
Now, much like myself, you're a product of a broken home.
I am. But I only do it with my mom.
It's another good line for the show.
You're welcome,
yeah.
By the way. Thank you. You're welcome.
If I can find a way to cut, I only do it with my mom, and it's so thick.
It's stuck in my throat.
Into the same phrasing. That's
damn it.
That would be pretty awesome. I'll have to save this one.
No, I only do it with my mom's family. God damn it.
That's even worse.
Son of a bitch.
At least there's some dudes in, but that doesn't make it any better. No, there's no good way to do that. No. But... So you only you stick with the one,
right?
You don't visit your dad's side of the family or any of that stuff.
No.
See, now I have the additional. I'm in triple custody mode right now.
How are you gonna do that?
Because we got both sides of my family,
right?
And then Heather's family.
You have to stretch.
So, well, it's gonna be one or the other because Heather's family's in Milwaukee, so. we can't do both.
You haven't decided yet?
Well, no. What we're gonna do is my family for Thanksgiving and then her family in Christmas.
Fair enough.
So that works out. But there is that added kind of tension where it's like, which side do you go for and all of that stuff. So, but you see, we have the advantage here because I get two dinners. What do we do? My
family. Okay.
Well, the thing is,
this could be the last show ever.
The thing is, they're the last. They're at the same time. So we basically get the leftovers of one of them.
Okay.
So what we'll probably do is we'll do my dad's place first. Do that because with my dad's side of the family, since, as you know from the wedding, my dad's side of the family is a fertile grouping.
Yeah.
I think between all of the cousins and things like that, there's like 9 children.
Right.
So Christmas becomes kind of an apocalypse. So what we've done the last couple of years is we have Peterson Christmas on Thanksgiving.
I feel like that should be like a TV special.
Peterson Christmas?
Peterson Family Christmas.
Yeah, it'd be like the Osbournes, I'm sure.
Should get you singing in a sweater or something like that.
I don't like sweaters. It's the sleeves.
A turtleneck.
I know, I definitely can't. I can't do turtlenecks. No, can't do it.
I think it'd be pretty awesome.
I think I own a turtleneck for work, but... Well, it's a shirt I only wear for work.
I can't even see you wearing that.
It just looks weird. But anyway.
As it should.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're doing kind of some early Christmas stuff with my dad, and it's potluck. And mind you, the Peterson side of the family is the one is the side of culinary mad scientists. I mean, this is the side of the family that came up with cucumber salad. Okay. The fable.
So they have absolutely
the fabled cucumber salad.
No taste buds at all.
This is also the side of the family that has cobbled together the cauliflower bacon salad, which is kind of like a 7-layer salad.
I'm intrigued.
It's better than you think. I dislike cauliflower. I think it is the Pink Panther insulation of vegetables.
It's like broccoli's ugly cousin.
It is. It's like, oh, let's take broccoli, something that's kind of nasty to begin with, and just make it worse. Broccoli's nasty.
Not when you cover it with delicious cheese sauce.
Yeah, but then just eat the cheese. Then you're ruining good cheese.
I like broccoli. Is like my favorite vegetable.
Well, you're a communist, so who cares?
No.
Thank you. They made a big deal about on the menu for these that the mozzarella is aged 10 days, which strikes me as odd because one normally doesn't take measurements of aging in days.
Right. Can you taste that aging?
I can. I can very much taste the 10 days of aging.
How are they?
It definitely tastes like November 12th.
But
I will say that.
That's just when they got them in on the shipment.
Yeah. So. Anyway. So there's a cornucopia of goofy ass salads coming to this Thanksgiving at my dad's place. So I'm looking forward to it. Plus, Heather's making bread. And she's come. We tested the focaccia. No,
again?
Not the focaccia.
the focaccia.
We tested a new. And by we, I mean her.
You ate it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So you tested.
Tested a new. It's essentially an herb butter pull apart bread.
Oh fuck you!
I know. It's pretty outstanding.
I hate you.
I know.
You should. I usually do.
You absolutely should. But she'd never made it before. So we had to test it earlier just to make sure that, you know, it's not, you know, you don't want to show up to Thanksgiving with nothing.
Oh my God, dude.
But that was awesome. So, and then when I go to my mom's, we won't have to deal with like the turkey and stuff, which I've always said the turkey is the worst part of Thanksgiving.
Bismarcky.
It is Bismarcky. It is Bismarcky.
It just keeps getting better.
It just keeps getting better. anyway. Speaking of Men in Black, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. So, what was it? Oh, yeah, turkey is always, for me, the low point of Thanksgiving.
I agree. I don't go for the turkey.
I'm not a turkey guy.
You know what it's all about?
It's about sides.
Stuffing.
It's about the stuffing. It is about the various kinds of salads. Mm-hmm. As a proper Minnesotan, we need various sort of
8 or 9
macaroni
exactly.
salads. A very mayonnaise-based salads.
This is where I actually get my intake of mayonnaise for the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little scared. This year's Thanksgiving is at my aunt and uncle's, who have famously in the past have fruited and nutted the stuffing. When Robert's rules to stuffing clearly state that it is either stovetop or nothing.
Oh, you see, now that's not good.
I don't like... I'm very particular with my stuffing. And unfortunately, the gold standard is stovetop stuffing.
Well, that may be. I'm with you on the not nutting or fruiting the stuffing.
I'm okay with a little bit of meat, but it dries it out.
I can see that. But it's, you're right, the stuffing is important. You know, the various mayonnaise salads.
Sorry, I'm rocking out to this.
For me, on my mom's side of the family, they always do deviled eggs, which I love deviled eggs.
Yeah.
And I don't get them throughout the year.
Yeah.
So that's good. I will get my cucumber salad, I can almost guarantee.
Will you get me some?
Would you eat it?
Do you think it'll hold through the weekend?
Oh, shit. It's Jell-O salad.
I know, but will it hold through the week?
Yeah.
Because I think I should try to eat it on the show.
I think you should, too.
If you can remember it, I will eat it on the show.
Okay.
Because I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
The morbid curiosity.
You've never had it. In all the years we've known each other, you've never had it.
I'm agreeing to eat something that your family concocted.
See, I think my family gets a bad rap.
As they should.
Oh.
It's coming from the guy, orange juice on the Raisin Bran, or what, or
you know,
Captain Crunch, or whatever it was.
Cornflakes. Or Frosted Flakes.
Doesn't really matter.
I had more people come back to me about that and say, you are insane.
Me?
You, personally. David Bergen is insane.
How could...
Every person that I talked to about that...
That's insane.
Every person I talked to, like, yeah, I could see that.
Orange juice on Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That's seriously one of the grossest things I can think of. Gross. I think I'd rather eat oatmeal than that. And that's saying something.
I think you're being overly sensitive.
I don't think so. I think I'm spot on here.
Well, be that as it may. So, you're staring down that.
I can't eat it.
You can't do
no,
it?
I can't do it.
No, here's the other question. Are you going to take it home?
I think so.
Because in my experience, burgers do not last well as
It's got less than 24 hours, basically.
Yeah, you got to eat that, if not for breakfast, the
next
morning.
It's late tonight, maybe.
Well, my mozzarella sticks were very store-bought.
You inhaled them.
Oh, they're still mozzarella sticks. It's deep-fried cheese. How bad can that be?
Did we go to a high school dance? I'm just wondering. We went to homecoming.
I think we did. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
I remember this song. There's not enough hip-hop songs that have a baritone sax in it anymore.
I agree. And they really should.
And they should.
How this song wasn't sampled more is beyond me. Now, granted, this is a sample of another, like, three or four songs. But,
yeah.
But how this, like, the
this combination of samples.
Exactly. Was not sampled again.
Who is this again? It's not House of Pain.
No. House of Pain was a bunch of white guys.
Well, yeah, so. What, white guy can't play baritone sax?
No, can't. Didn't you get that memo?
No, I think... Well, I think it's changed since the 90s.
Oh, I'll figure this out.
Yeah.
I got this.
But speaking of nostalgia stuff...
Okay.
I was in my friendly local gaming store not too long ago. I picked up a packet of Garbage Pail Kid cards.
You were that kid.
They're bringing them back. And what's hilarious is in every pack, they get an updated one. Or they take an image from the original set and update it to modern, you know, modern sensibilities, sure. I guess. There was one, the one I got was, it was a light bulb. It was like a kid that was a light bulb that the light bulb broke and his brains were falling out. They changed it to a CFL light bulb.
Okay.
So that was the big update. I'm not saying that like it's a good thing. I'm just pointing that out. But I just thought it was funny that they're bringing back Garbage Pail Kids.
Let me clear my throat by DJ Cool.
That's right. I remember the name of the song. I couldn't remember the who did it. So as we begin kind of the wrap down,
if you will,
opinions.
I think it was good. It wasn't the best burger I've ever had, but it was enough to make me come back.
Okay.
And wouldn't turn down coming back here for a drink.
It'd be on your way to or from a baseball game.
Exactly.
Or to or from Deja Vu, which is just down the
street. Exactly. You can actually see a strip club from the front door.
Yeah, you can. Granted, it's a shitty strip club. It's hard to say.
Right. But it is important to note that they do have their own parking.
Yeah. Which is important.
It's hugely important. You're not coming for the ambiance, you're coming for, you know, it's a comfortable bar.
Yeah, it's the bar food, you got the game on.
Right.
You got college basketball on, right. I guess.
Maui Classic.
Sure.
My guess is this place is really, really hopping Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, like, swelling at the seams type of deal. And they were fairly busy. We got here probably at the tail end of happy hour.
Yeah.
And for a Tuesday night, I think that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a high-rent district, so they're going to get a lot of walk-up, you know, just people who live in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And because this area is becoming a bit more revitalized and younger, that can only help them.
I agree.
And again, because you said they're in the shadow of the stadium, basically.
Mm-hmm. And they're around a lot of other good places. I mean, you've got Black Sheep just down the road.
Sapor,
Bewitched.
Bar La Grassa.
Bar La Grassa. You know, it's in kind of an interesting area. I mean, this obviously predates all that stuff.
Yep.
But, you know, it's one of those things, like, and I see this with places like Shaw's and Dusty's, I think, too, where you get almost this kind of, if you have an old school place like this in an area that becomes hip,
yeah,
you get kind of, I don't want to say the ironic hipsters, but like the people that will come and check it out and then end up enjoying it, kind of, not despite its, you know, unhipness, but right. Just, you know, and just
quirkiness.
Yeah, you know, and finding it being their place.
This is very much a their place, you know.
This is our place.
Our place, or a place that is comfortable, but not to the point, you know, it's a very eclectic mix of people that are here.
Mm-hmm.
All the age ranges, and, you know, it's not just hipsters.
Yeah.
But, you know, I came in my work clothes, and I don't feel out of place.
Mm-hmm.
You came as slovenly dressed as always. And,
it's a clean shirt.
Barely.
It is.
You've had that t-shirt since high school.
No, I haven't. I bought this at Target like a year ago.
Talking about the Ghostbusters t-shirt.
That's what I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. The bacon neck will tell me otherwise.
Well, that's because I chew on my neck. I chew on my necks.
You do?
You've never seen me do that? No. It's weird. It's a bad habit I had a lot in as a kid in high school.
Yeah.
And I've like rediscovered it in like the last year.
That's not good.
Well, it's when I'm it's when I sit for a long period of time and I'm focusing on something, I chew on my shirt. I chew on
the. You just have gum. Just chew gum.
That probably would help.
Probably.
But yeah, if you look at like my shirts from high school, like the front of it is all just stretched out because right. I chewed on it. I don't understand
it's
it
not
either.
Normal, man.
Anyway, I think it's because now I have a proper couch to play video games on. So, and I'm not looking up anymore. Like, because in the apartment, the TV was high up,
yeah.
So I had to kind of crane my neck to see it.
Yeah.
Now it's a little more straight eye level, so
I'm noticing that now, because my TV is up on top of my fireplace.
Yeah.
And my head is just tilted up ever so slightly.
Yeah.
And it's not in a comfortable position. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But if I take the TV down, it's going to look stupid, because there's nothing above there. It's very obvious that the TV is supposed to go up there.
Well, depending on who you ask, they shouldn't actually go. If it's a working fireplace,
yeah,
they shouldn't go there.
Fireplace, so it's not a.
Oh, then yeah, it's not a deal.
It's not,
No, what should go above the fire? What should go above
fireplace.
The fireplace? A big velvet painting of some sort.
For
maybe
myself,
of yourself.
Sprawled on
a bear rug. Rug. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know a guy who could do that for you.
That's kind of weird. You know, you have a guy.
I have a velvet painting guy.
I was thinking me more in the Burt Reynolds spread from the 70s, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you don't have the hair. You don't have the chest hair for it.
I do.
Leave your shirt on, yeah.
At least my beard connects.
Well, hey, I'm not throwing stones in the man hair department.
I was blessed to be fully clothed up top.
You want to try that one again?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Do you want to box the other half?
That'd be great.
Okay. Anyway, back to this place. Yeah, I think this is very much this is our place, you know. And, I give them credit, you know. I think I keep going back to like Shaw's because I think that's like the closest kind of approximation.
There
Thank you.
Go. Yeah.
And Shaw's has a very decidedly union, blue-collar, blues kind of vibe to it, which works for them. I think that it totally works for them.
And I think that
works for that neighborhood.
Still older.
Yeah, absolutely. This place, you can tell they're going, maybe not overtly for the younger crowd, but they're just going for more eclectic and more kind of open to whoever wants to come down.
Right.
You know, younger, older. I mean, we've talked a lot about the 90s, you know, playlist, but now we got Joe Cocker going. You know, so it's kind of all over the place with the music. The food there's a nice variety. You've got a fair amount of burgers.
Right.
You've also got chicken sandwiches and
pot roast.
They got a pot roast sandwich, which looked really good.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a nice variety. They got a decent beer list.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, it's not brew pub, but I mean,
no, but
I mean, you can get your Surly's, you can get Newcastle, you can
Bell's.
Get Bell's, you can, you know,
Bell's PBR and a tall boy. I mean, heck, you can get Special Export here.
I saw that. Not that I would want that, but
like a 30 pack for $10.
Still,
cans.
There's a reason why it was exported.
It tastes like the cans it's in.
That's no good. But yeah, I'm with you. I would definitely come back. I would definitely, you know,
right.
If we're coming here for work or something like that, or if someday I go to a baseball game at the Target Center,
it'd be an excellent place to come pregame.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I would say I would recommend this place. I thought I recognized the song for a second. Anyway. Well, we want to wish all of our listeners, of course, a happy Thanksgiving.
And safe,
of course. Although, is Thanksgiving a big drinking holiday?
The night before is a massive...
Well, that's true.
I'm going to a late showing of The Muppets tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah? You'll have to give me the review.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get Heather out this weekend
okay.
to go to that. I don't think it's going to happen because we're in the mid, we're very close to finals.
Right.
So it's hard to get her out of off the couch, frankly.
Anyway, I'm going to a late showing of the Muppets, and I'm a little bit worried about the drive home. I've driven on that night before, and it is about as bad as it gets.
Well, that on top of it tends to be the first really bad weather night.
Exactly.
Which we're actually, we had our first proper snow this last weekend.
Not a storm, just snow.
It was just snow. It's mostly melted now, which is good. And I don't know what the forecast is for the next next couple days, but, you know, we'll see how that works out. But, you know. But yeah, stay safe. If you are interested in letting us know about your various Thanksgiving stories or interesting little
if you're on our stuffing bandwagon.
Yeah, we want your opinion on Thanksgiving in general, but also anything interesting happened during a meal? Anybody whip out a new recipe or...
Or did a brother come out?
We want to know all those good stories. Are you expecting that at your Thanksgiving?
No, both of my brothers are married.
That doesn't really mean anything.
Good point.
And I've met both your brothers. So, you know, it's... anything is possible. But we'd love to hear them. You can always email us at wellfed@fancymansgangsters.com. We also, of course, have the Twitter... Twitter.com/WellFitGuideFPG, Facebook.com/WellFitGuideToLife. We also have a Google Plus page, which you'll have to link to in the show notes because they don't allow the vanity URLs yet. So it's like plus.google.com/20-digit number. So it's like, great, okay. But we've got a link to it in the show notes as well. And as always, on Foursquare, Foursquare.com/WellFitGuideToLife, you can find out where we're going. Or where one of us is going to throughout the week. I went to Ginger Hop last night.
All right.
Because we went and got another round of wedding pictures taken.
Yep.
And we're like, well, Heather was all in her makeup and she had all that stuff. So like, let's go out. You know, you're already done up.
Let's get out.
So we went to Ginger Hop. And that was always good. We like going to Ginger Hop. But I did not mark it on Wellfed because my phone died. Around the Foursquare, so
I feel
like I'm lacking.
It's your fault. We're not the mayor.
I know. I'm so sorry.
As you should be.
But anyway, all of those links, of course, are in our show notes, which you can find at fancymansgangsters.com. Thank you. What else? Oh yes, the sponsor, hoptrack.com, for all of your beer cataloging needs. And we also want to once again direct people to the4firkins.com because the head proprietor is getting a lot of coverage for his efforts to change Minnesota beer laws.
Yes, he is.
But he won't bother coming on the show because he's a turd.
Even though we're free advertising.
Free advertising, and we buy him a meal. But no, he still won't come on the show. He's too good for us.
Most people are.
Yes, it's actually true. Anyway.
Pot, meat, kettle.
Yeah. So, I would say a very solid thumbs up from both of us on Cuzzies.
Yep.
I don't know their website off the top of my head.
It's like Cuzzies.com.
Yeah, something like that. But of course, we'll have links in the show notes to that. So, thank you guys for listening. Again, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.